This is the Happy Work Podcast, where we discuss all the things we can do to make our work, and with it, our life, better. In business, we talk a lot about growth. What is a growth mindset? How can we even define growth to be something sustainable and something beautiful that we want to be part of, something that we want to support and sustain, something that will actually help us expand as human beings, not just our numbers, but mostly our emotional experience. But when we talk about growth, we also have to talk about limits, because to any growth, there's a limit. But in traditional understanding of growth, we never discuss limits. Every entrepreneur I have met to this date that talks about growth, that talks about scaling a business, talks about adding to their workforce, getting more clients into their book, they never consider the reality of limits. Why? Because we traditionally try to avoid limits. We think that limits are not real, that they are man-made ideas, that they are illusions that are here to, as the word says, limit us. The problem with this is just that it creates this insatiable, this infinite perspective that we must grow and scale everything beyond what's possible. If we went out there right now and asked a handful of entrepreneurs or people who think of starting their own business what they think the limit of a business should be, most people would probably say the audience, the price people are willing to pay, how many people they can reach and serve. However, this is not actual reality. This is not the real limit of a business. And here's why. A business, if you think that you're in business just to work the numbers, of course, you could have that attitude. Then the mindset is, of course, more is more. But if you are in business for an emotional reality, if your business is actually the way you express your happiness, then there is a built-in natural limit to your business. I have experienced this firsthand with my business. As a guide, a business guide and a business therapy provider to my clients, I've been asked many times, why don't I train other people to do what I do so I could take on more clients? While in the past, a couple of years ago, I actually tried to go that route, I realized that here's the problem. The value that I am here to give is tied to me. I am the bottleneck of my business. But now, while a transactional business entrepreneur would think that this is an actual bottleneck, it's an actual problem, my attitude, my abundant mindset sees it as an opportunity. And the opportunity is to build the business exactly around me and tie it to me. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to make my business completely dependent on something that might fall away. But I want to make clear that the limit of our business lies in the factors that define the value that we're here to give. I cannot teach anyone else to do what I do. And it's the exact same thing with restaurants. So many restaurants start with already 30, 40 items on their menu. Why? Because they want to scale their business. They want to please everyone. They want to get all the guests they can into the door, through the door, to the tables. They want to make as much money as possible, but in doing so, of course, they dilute the value they can serve to their people. It's the exact same thing with your business. You have to ask yourself, how far can you cook down the offering that is attached to your value to do the best possible job? And then in scaling your business, in growing your business, in moving forward and doing a better job, what is the breaking point? Because there is a limit. There's a threshold. I prefer the word threshold actually over a limit. There's a threshold that when we reach that point, our performance significantly drops. And this is not a made-up concept. This is actual physics. For example, consider an engine. An engine does not deliver twice the power when you spin it, when it rotates at twice the speed. There is a point in every system, every organism, when we cross that point, the performance significantly drops, which means that in order to move forward in the delivery of performance, even just by 1 percentage point, you have to invest way more energy, to the point where at some point it even becomes a negative, where you can invest as much energy as you want, you will not get more out of it. The problem with the insatiable transactional mindset is that we deny this point, this threshold to be real, and we just push the machine, we push our organizations, we push ourselves past that point. And that is fatal. That is a fallacy that business schools don't recognize. Another great analogy, I think, is the one of the airplane. Compare growth to a plane taking off. When the plane takes off, it takes a lot of energy. But at some point, the plane is done climbing. At some point, it reaches the so-called cruising altitude. And that's the point of threshold in any business. You have to identify what is your cruising altitude. Because what happens once you reach cruising altitude? You get to cruise. And cruising requires almost no energy. It's just gliding along. Why are so many entrepreneurs unfamiliar and uncomfortable with the idea of not growing further, but instead just gliding along their perfect threshold? Why can't we just say that this is the value we are here to give? We have designed a system that operates perfectly, and we have recognized the point, the breakage point. And that threshold, we want to work towards that point, but once we reach it, all our attention is directed to just glide at that exact altitude and maintaining speed. It is something that is very hard to digest for the transactional scared scarcity mind. The transactional people that come out of business schools, and maybe you're one of them, that were just traditionally educated in business, think that there's no such thing as a threshold. We have to keep climbing. Well, my dear friends, what happens to an airplane when it just keeps climbing? At some point, when it keeps climbing past that threshold, the air gets too thin to create drag on the wings, and you can accelerate as much as you want. Your plane will not climb further, but you will deplete your resources. You will run out of fuel. And that's precisely what happens to all these businesses that don't acknowledge their point of threshold, that just go past that limit, that natural limit they have. It is much more valid to recognize that limit, work towards it, and then being content and happy with maintaining that altitude. To go back to the example with the restaurant, it might be four items that you are best equipped to cook that represent your inner mission in the very best way, and that you perfection to the max that you become known for. And now you cruise at that altitude, you keep creating around those staple dishes, but you don't try to reinvent yourself constantly. You don't try to open a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh restaurant. You don't fall for the multiplication trap, because maybe doing so might mean to elevate yourself, trying to elevate yourself into air that is too thin. And maybe that also kind of plays into that old mythological story of the boy that flew too close to the sun, where your feathers, the wax on your feathers starts to melt, and you eventually crash into the ocean. Because that's exactly what we see today. Some businesses are too big to fail. But if you are in business because you want to be happy, because you want your business to be a celebration of your happiness, of your truth, of who you are, it is essential that you maintain a proper cruising altitude and that you're content with that. This does not mean that you're giving away anything that is yours. This doesn't mean that you're selling yourself short. It means that you're presenting yourself in the very best way to the world, and you have built in sustainability. You have built in longevity in your organization, because everything you do is tried and tested and proven and comes from a place, an inner place, and makes sense. And you have acknowledged that point. So please, maybe if you already own a business, revisit your cruising altitude, revisit that point, that breaking point where you might start to switch from increased performance to actually negative performance because you overshoot it. And if you're thinking about starting a business, please take this perspective already with you and understand you do not start a business to scale infinitely. You might be playing the infinite game in that you want to stay in the game. You want to keep prospering. You want to keep your business alive and give more and more and better value. But what you don't want is to aimlessly and irrationally grow your business. Because look around you in nature, nothing grows out of proportion. The trees have their growth limits. The limit that they know is their best equipped that keeps them stable, but at the same time still close enough to sunlight that allows for their crown to be big enough to work with the environment, but still allows for their root also to support the trunk. It's important that we don't become disproportionate in the creation of our businesses. Our businesses become trees, but if these businesses, these trees become disfigured, they become impossible structures that are growing out of proportion, they are too tall, too big to sustain themselves, then they will crumble. And we keep seeing that. So please recognize limits as something natural and something that actually supports your cause. Become aware of them. Have this conversation with yourself. Have this conversation with your crew. Have this conversation and take that with you into your business planning. And recognize this point and build your business around that. Don't limit yourself, but recognize the natural limit of what you do.